Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Splinter the Silence by Val McDermid. Read by Gerard Doyle. Chapter 1. Weekends were best. It was easy to avoid working then. So it was easier to watch the women he was interested in. Mostly they didn't go to work then either, so he had a chance to observe their routines and work out the best way to kill them. He was good at watching. His teachers and later his employers had always commented on his attention to detail, how he would never attempt a project until he'd weighed up the risks and the possibilities. The first time he'd killed, he reckoned he'd still been in a state of shock, but even then he'd been able to make a plan and stick to it. Afterwards, he'd understood that act had opened a door to a mission. Now his mission had assumed central importance in his life. Like today. He hadn't quite made up his mind who was going to be next. He had a couple of names on his mental list, and he knew how he wanted to kill the chosen one. It was mostly a matter of figuring out whether the logistics would work. When you were planning on hanging someone, you had to be sure there was something to hang them from. And he was in no hurry. The latest one remained fresh in his mind, a source of deep satisfaction. Perfectly executed. This one, though, she ticked all the boxes. But he wasn't going to be rushed into making a final decision. Not like the first time he'd gone out into the wild, as he liked to think of it. Sitting here now, watching a house where nothing was happening.